We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
There's an awfully big difference between grandma's sick and grandma died this morning. That's where we start today. We've been telling you that grandma's been sick for a long time, but today's the day it ended. The Las Vegas Raiders of Oakland? Is that where we're going to go with? Let's start with the obvious. I feel so bad for you fans today, I can't even, it's my job to verbalize it, and I'm having a tough time doing that. This is the worst kind of sports crime that can be committed to a city, to a fan base. 45 seasons in Oakland. Bouncing children on knees, getting to know your neighbors in sections, getting to know your season ticket holders, getting to bring your newborn child to that first game and holding that kid up and like, ha, Sabenya! Never again in the city of Oakland. Our NFL landscape in the Bay Area forever altered today. It is a sad day for all football fans in the Bay Area, not just Raider fans. This is a sad day for anyone who is a fan of tradition, a fan of treating fans right. There are a lot of people who have been tweeting me all morning, who is to blame? There's a lot of blame to go around. But ultimately, there is no team that has ever excelled past or fallen underneath its own owner's acumen. This is all about your ownership, not being able to afford rent here anymore. And instead of earning their way to a new solution, the money that was offered to them by the state of Nevada was the intoxicant that sent this body to the morgue. I am so sorry. I'm so sorry for your grandfather's memories, for the memories that you will not be forging with your children, for the, I don't know, what's Oakland going to turn around and offer people? A couple years from now, we're going to see the Warriors over in San Francisco, the Raiders in Las Vegas. I saw the A's were smart enough to raise their flag on top of Oakland City Hall today. Dave Cavill, you are good at what you do. If Dave Cavill had been hired, I think, by the Raiders to help solve a solution, maybe it would have been done. The wanderlust in looking elsewhere in other cities, it never was trumped by whatever Oakland gesture the mayor or the powers that be came up with. 31-1. The message from the NFL is pretty clear. Oakland, you are small potatoes. One of the things we will not do today, not for a millisecond, not for a single second, it's the fastest way to get hung up on today on this show, is if you want to tout how Mayor Libby Schaaf wouldn't give a dollar of taxpayers' money to the NFL, as if she singularly, as an outlier, stood up to the bully. There isn't a single mayor in the state of California, not a single mayor in the smallest town in the state of California that would approve taxpayer dollars for a stadium. All she is doing what everyone who has her job over the entire state would have done. You get no credit for that. And what drives me nuts is that no consensus was able to be reached. You know, do you have power? Can you put Roger Goodell, Mark Davis, and yourself in the same room and work on things? Damon, did I miss the part where you apologized for being so wrong about the Raiders moving back in October? No, you get no apologies from me. I was looking at ways this team could stay. I was trying to look for positive bouncing balls, things that might prevent this from happening, things that maybe would trump money talking. I guess that was a fool's errand. I'm sorry for looking for solutions that might have kept the Raiders here. A lot of people have asked what is going to go on with 95-7 the game. I can tell you this, our Raider contract goes beyond this afternoon. It's a multi-year deal. I can't speak for other hosts on this air. I can't speak for anyone else around here. But here's how I'm going to cover the Raiders. Professionally, I will do my job. I'll interview the head coach. I will talk to the players. We will follow the product on the field. But not for a millisecond am I going to send or sell an ounce of love, loyalty, fandom. This is now my job to cover the Raiders. There will be no the romance is gone. It was killed today. The Raiders are moving to Las Vegas. By the way, that's not Elvis. That is a fat Elvis impersonator. The Raiders will now be impersonating the Raiders in Las Vegas. The same way Elizabeth Berkley impersonated a showgirl in the movies Showgirls. The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. And then renting a rental car at Enterprise and driving about 450 miles inland to get to the middle of the desert where now the Raiders will attach their brand to a town where we don't even know if professional sports will work over a long period of time. We are entering complete uncharted territory in terms of will it work or not. The 11th hour letters were a sad, last-ditch effort, emblematic of public relations, not a real attempt to work in proper cooperation with the NFL. Before you buy a single thing that the mayor's office is selling you today, remember that all of her efforts literally cut against the grain of what the NFL said to do. Do not work with Floyd Kephart.
We gave Floyd Kephart exclusive negotiating rights to the Coliseum.
Do not work with Fortress Investment Group. It's the same thing as Floyd Kephart.
We gave Fortress Investment Group the very rights to negotiate the Coliseum. Like, you literally did the two things the NFL said don't do. And if you're looking for a solution that doesn't have a $750 million price tag behind it that you're willing to throw at the problem, you better follow the rules. The truth is, this is Mark Davis. You know, it's easy to point at Oakland. It's easy to place a lot of blame, but this is an owner's will. This is the NFL's greed. This is a bunch of men who are old enough to not look at life 30 years down the road anymore. I don't know if this is a good move 30 years down the road. It's a great move in the immediate future, considering all the money that's being offered to you by a state, the largest amount of money in the history of the United States. It's a significant sum. But this has got absolutely nothing to do with the right idea 30 years from now. This is an immediate cash grab by old greedy. Oh, I got to watch my mouth today. By old greedy. Won't even notice they got the extra money level of wealth.
But the Raiders needed this to be competitive.
No, they needed this to be more profitable. They just went 12-4 in a toilet. And by the way, that toilet served them well. That toilet served them well as a home field advantage when the team got better. And I don't know if home field advantage is going to get better. Screw you, Damon. You said you'd have no interest in the Raiders if they move. Now all of a sudden you want us to believe you're going to cover the team fairly? Yeah, I will do my job. Without passion, I will do my job. I will cover the team that said,
We don't love you anymore for you because I'm obligated to. I will do my job, which is more than the mayor did on your behalf, which is more than the Raiders did on your behalf. I will do my job. I will do my job. Look, there are distinct stages of grief. And I know a lot of you are going to be going through them today, and you're going to be looking to assign blame, and you're going to be angry at me. If you're angry at me, you might be the dumbest listener out there. You have no idea who to be angry at. If you're angry at me, you're just admitting you're confused. You think I did anything? You think I moved the Raiders? You think there was a sentence that I could have materialized on this program that would have accelerated the project or stopped it or prevented it? You're the same kind of person who thought that Dr. Death rally was going to trump $750 million. Grow up. If I were a Raider fan, I wouldn't walk in the stadium again for a game. That's me. How you deal with this is specifically up to you. What the NFL just did to you, what your franchise just did to you, should mean more to you than it does to me, because I didn't grow up a Raiders fan. You do what you got to do to survive this day in your football livelihood. You do whatever you want. I know your team doesn't want you anymore. It's shocking what the NFL just did, but it's not shocking. What is the old saying? Those who ignore the past are doomed to see history repeat itself. The same thing that happened in Oakland has happened in Houston. It's happened in L.A. It's happened in St. Louis. It happened down in San Diego. My God, it's even happened in Oakland before. You'd think when the Raiders came back, getting things right this time around might have been a priority for anyone involved. It was just a war of egos and feckless leadership from Al, from the city, from Mayor Gene Kwan. Do you remember our infamous Mayor Gene Kwan interview? We do, and we dug up our favorite bit for you today.
The group that won the bid is Colony. It's the third largest real estate company in the world. They are owned primarily, I think, 51% by the city-state of Qatar. So they have very deep pockets, and they've partnered literally with the Prince of Dubai, and they have capital. So they are in negotiations with the Raiders.
There you go. Prince of Dubai, got capital, Qatar, they're coming on in. Like, that's how out of touch and clueless she was. She then hands the baton to Libby, who unfortunately just has no juice to get the people back in the room or the poop back in the donkey, if that's the way you want to look at it. This is a series of feckless mismanagement from everyone. If you don't know what the word feckless is, look it up. It's the perfect word to describe this. We're going to have Jason Cole join us today at 3:30. We're going to have Scott Baer, Raider Insider, at 4:45. Mike Silver at 5:30. And just to spare us four straight hours of nothing but Raider pain, we will talk to Tim Roy at 6:30. After all, the Golden State Warriors are rolling, and they've got two huge back-to-backs coming up tomorrow and on Wednesday. And we are your proud flagship of the Golden State Warriors, the Las Vegas Raiders of Oakland. Whatevs. I feel bad for you fans. I feel terrible for you. I feel terrible for your kids. We'll never know what became tradition to you in your family, to your peers, what your grandparents handed down to your parents that have handed down to you, that you will now not be able to hand down to your children without incorporating a flight on Southwest. Prince of Qatar. No wonder why Mark Davis looked at everybody left standing and just said, "You dopes. Prince of Qatar." Damon, feckless. It means lacking initiative, strength of character, irresponsible. Ding, 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 ding. Don't those three words describe our players in this perfectly? You know, what are you going to do Mark Davis, I know a lot of you want to bandy him about a fool, but this guy found millions of dollars in the desert waiting for him that is you know, obviously spoke louder than whatever Oakland had. You know, here's one thing I'm sure of. Libby Schaff has absolutely no idea what shovel ready means. We will hear from her. I've got some great sound for you today. Again, Jason Cole is coming up at the bottom of the hour. Our first question to him, I guess, needs to be regular or extra crispy, because we bet some fried chicken on this. And I do believe, because I hoped, the NFL would think this idea long-term unworthy, no matter the short-term gain, that they might not do it. I was wrong. Here's the thing. I am right to be wrong about this. I still feel I'm right, even though the NFL tells me I'm wrong. Get back to me in 30 years. I wish we could press fast forward and look at the biggest ticket no-show in the NFL. There will be nobody going to Raider games on a 1 o'clock, just had a big Saturday night in Las Vegas when they go back to a 4-win football team. We've said this before. I want to echo it again because it is the honest to God's truth, and it's something that Oakland is completely ignoring. Excuse me, it's something that the Raiders are completely ignoring and the NFL as they make this move. But whatever the coolest restaurant, nightclub, hooker, escort, whatever, whatever is the number one this weekend in Las Vegas, 3 years from now, it'll be old news, retired, washed up, if not closed. That's how Las Vegas works. Show me something new and dazzling. I get sick of it. Now what do you got? You got the same thing over and over again. See, Vegas doesn't do the same thing over and over again because it is a tourist town. It's not a tradition town. There's more tradition in Oakland than there is anywhere to be found in the city of Las Vegas. 45 seasons in Oakland. Over. Over with. Two more seasons coming up. Three more seasons. Here's the deal. If Oakland doesn't turn around now to the Oakland A's and say, what do you need? What do you need? You guys want to build on the Coliseum site? You're going to go somewhere else? Because if you want to go somewhere else, then do it. Like, we're excited for that. Let's get it done. But if you want that Coliseum site, we will eject and dismiss and evict these turkeys as quickly as possible, and we'll do that for you. And they can go play at Sam Boyd Stadium. They can go play wherever the hell they want. Really doesn't matter. We got a lot of people who have been waiting. They want to call in. They want to talk. We want to talk with you. This is a day for you. I've been talking about this for the better part of the 3 years that I have come here. A 95.7 The Game. We've been debating what this day might be. Would it arrive? And when it did arrive, what would it be like? Well, here it is. And I really do feel terrible. Absolutely terrible for the people who hoped for the best. I know that I maybe even emboldened you to hope for the best, to the point where, you know, people who were insisting that they were going to move would get angry at me. And then over the last 72 hours, the direction, the wind on all this absolutely changed. The NFL did everything it possibly could to get the word out that this was about to happen. I thought just maybe, if they really want to embarrass Mark, the single biggest way to do that would be to have every single leak in the world say all signs are pointed to their going and then pull the rug out from underneath them. I mean, my God, he wouldn't have been able to fly back here. It would have been the ultimate double-barreled middle fingers. And I thought that there was like a 20% possibility that that even might happen this morning. I thought that in my heart. I was wrong, and I'm sorry. Apparently, $750 million is enough money to crap on whatever emotion you ever had, any instinct or hope I could have ever offered you. Ouch, is all I can say. Let's go to Joseph in Fremont. Joseph has been waiting since, I believe, the last show ended to talk about this. Joseph, you're our first call of the day. How are you?
Oh, man. It's a sad day, man. You know, but I say that all the Raider fans, you know, we need to turn up at all the games. While we have them here, let's turn it up. You know, and when they do leave, let's make them miss us.
No, I think they will instantly. They're never going to see a home field advantage again. They're never going to get a crowd that is fully theirs behind them again. It'll feel like it. They'll simulate it again. That's not a real volcano in front of the Mirage. That's a simulation. It's not really the Eiffel Tower in Paris there. That's a simulation. It's a model. There will now be a model of the Oakland Raiders somewhere in the desert. You'll be like, oh, isn't this model a nice stadium? Sure. I like the authentic thing in the dump. Raider woman. I guess now simply known as woman. Woman, you're on 95.7 The Game. How are you?
I'm sad. I'm angry. I spent the morning crying and pounding on my fist on the wall. I've been watching the TV and listening to the radio for the last 4 hours waiting to get on. I'm so upset. I've been a fan since the early 70s. Obviously, I'm not one of the younger people. My sons are Raider fans. My grandchildren are Raider fans. I haven't let my granddaughter date anyone except Raider fans. So I was a Raider fan in Oakland in the 70s. And when they went to L.A., I said, never will I say L.A. When I watched the Super Bowl in 83, Super Bowl 18, I watched Marcus Allen run up that field. He's my favorite running back. And I named my son Marcus. I never spent a dime when they were in L.A. I watched them on TV and cheered for them or went to Ricky's. But I never spent a dime on merchandise or anything. When they go to Las Vegas, it's going to be the same thing. I'll cheer them on TV. But I will never spend a dime, and I will never go to Las Vegas to see them. And this Elvis thing is a freaking joke.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your call. We're going to let a lot of people get the pain out of them today. That's what we can do, is we help you through the toughest piece of news I think you're ever going to get. By the way, the text line is a living, breathing five stages of denial right now.
For sure.
Five stages of grief, I should say. It's five stages of grief. Denial is the first one. Like, there have been a lot of people, as we've been talking about how this could happen, wanted to deny it. Anger. The dumbest among you are texting me right now how I might be responsible for this. Then bargaining. You will try to make a deal with yourself. Well, how am I still going to be a fan? And then the depression is going to set in, and then acceptance. Acceptance that Oakland is about to be, and that's, I mean this forever. Here's what this does. You can thank Mark Davis and your elected Oakland City Council people for all this. You can thank them for this. Oakland is no more a great sports town. It'll never be again. The great sports town that was Oakland is now forever altered. You're going to be a baseball-only city. A baseball-only city. That's what you're about to be. A lot of different reasons. A lot of blame to go around. We'll be taking your calls all afternoon. Unless there is a guest, we look forward to talking to you. 888-957-9570 is the number. You can reach out on the text line. You can reach out on Twitter. We look forward to hearing from you today. Raider therapy. It's mandatory this afternoon, and we'll have it for you until 7 o'clock tonight. 888-957-9570. Jason Cole, who a lot of you wanted to say was a bad guy for reporting that this might happen. Well, you know, here we are. And since he has been sitting on this story for a very, very long time, we will check in with him next on 95.7 The Game. I know they're talking about what they want to be called, what they might be called. How about this? How about the see you laters?
Yeah.
See you laters? Here's the thing. A lot of people who are in mourning, when you're in mourning, you put black on, which is just a double-edged sword.
You don't have that option this time.
You really don't. It's great to have you here on what is a very tough day, a very awkward day in the station's history, and a sad day for the city of Oakland and Raider fans, some of whom I don't understand. I am completely sure, Gianna, have no idea how they're going to feel about this. They're sure today how they're going to feel about this, but I'm sure those are the same people who thought that Pokemon Go was going to be something they were going to do into their 40s.
Right. Well, with the remember when
everyone was doing that and then nobody ever talked about it ever again? It was a passing fad.
Does anyone still play it? I don't think so.
I don't think so. I don't think it's happening anymore. And that's what I'm afraid the Raiders are going to become in Las Vegas. There's no tradition. There's no city that has loved them for as long as this city has loved them. They'll be a passing fad, and the minute they're not the cool thing to do, Vegas, who knows what is going to happen. Jason Cole, Bleacher Report, has been covering this story since the, well, dawn of it. You know, how many years ago? We're very happy to have him back on the show here. First question for you, Jason, regular or extra crispy?
Let's not do that today.
Yeah, we'll worry about it another day for sure.
Yeah.
This is an incredibly sad situation. I hear a little tinge in your voice. You're at the meetings today. What can you tell us? What's the latest?
Well, I mean, this is never good. It's not good for the NFL. It's not good for the city. I mean, obviously the people in Las Vegas are happy, and you know, that's fine for them. This is not an anti-Las Vegas sentiment, okay? I just think it's very sad when any market loses its team and the NFL through this kind of tradition-breaking issue. This is not for any of the parties involved. It's not good for the game. So it's the same way I felt when San Diego, when the Chargers to leave there. It's the same sentiment I had when the St. Louis Rams back in January of 2016. It's that same feeling of sad. It's more sadness than gladness for the team that's acquiring a team. That's the overwhelming.
Yeah, it's, you know, something else. I got angry people dealing with their anger, and I'm not going to take it out on anybody today, but I got someone here saying, Damon, you lied to us. Not more than Mark Davis did. Not more than Mark.
Come on. You believed that it was logically impossible for the NFL to do this. The problem is that, look, Las Vegas put up a very persuasive argument, you know, which came in the form of $750 million, which is more likely $950 million of public subsidy for a stadium. And the city of Oakland, I mean, Libby Schaaf can say whatever she wants, but she had no overwhelming desire to keep this team. I mean, no. I think she wants to put on a political show that she did. And I kind of don't blame her for wanting to, you know, for doing it that way and not wanting to take the blame. But the truth is that she would rather keep the Oakland A's and keep 80 dates rather than keep the Raiders. And that's just, she was doing the math on this one. And again, any city official for saying we're not going to participate in subsidies for NFL teams, professional teams of any kind. I just get resentful of the dog and pony show that most politicians put on.
As do I.
Say that. Yeah, and that's the only problem I have.
Right. You got Libby Schaaf today saying that she had a shovel-ready project ready to go, as if the vote didn't pass at 11, they were going to begin construction at noon. Like, I don't think she knows what the words shovel-ready mean in the construction business. I'm convinced of that, by the way. Jason Cole, our guest here from Bleacher Report. It seems like Jerry Jones had an awful lot to do with this, if not even more than Mark Davis had to do with this. The 31-1 vote is a staggering power stroke. I don't think Mark could have done that all by himself.
No, obviously. Jerry Jones did a lot of convincing of a lot of people. But I think the most convincing part of this was, what was the alternative?
Right. That
if you ask in their heart of hearts, what do they want to see happen? This was not the thing that they wanted to see. They didn't want to see the Raiders leave Oakland. This is not their dream scenario. Any respect. I mean, Stephen Ross is the one who's, you know, basically stood up and said, look, absolutely not. I don't believe in this project. I do not believe leaving the fourth largest market in the country and all the rest that exists in the East Bay is and going to Las Vegas. And he could well be right in the next 15 or 20 years. We'll see. But I think most of the owners, even if the ones who were against it, said, okay, we have this offer from Las Vegas. Do we have any alternative Oakland that works? Because look, at the end of the day, you have to have a stadium for the Raiders. They can't continue to be in that stadium under those conditions and compete at this level. It just doesn't work. And so in order for them to play in this game and to play in this league, they had to get a new stadium, and there was no choice in Oakland. And again, I don't blame Oakland for not doing that. I just kind of resent the gamesmanship that's going on to kind of disperse the blame.
Thank you very much. Good to talk to you, Jason. We'll do it again sometime soon.
All right, Damon. Be good. Thanks.
Jason Cole, Bleacher Report. Again, someone saying Damon going after Libby Schaff is the dumbest take of the day. Okay, how's this pass your honesty meter right here?
Well, good morning. I'm sure you've all heard by now the very disappointing news that the Raiders and the NFL have chosen Las Vegas over Oakland. While this is very disappointing to us and very disappointing to me, not just as the mayor, but as a lifelong Oaklander and Raiders fan, I am proud that we stood firm on no public money for stadiums, and we stood firm on not being forced to choose between teams when we were asked to throw our baseball team out of town for our football team.
I mean, you want to talk about a big scoop of revisionist history? The only reason why the A's are still around is because they weren't allowed to move to San Jose. Don't try to victory lap that. You lost the Golden State Warriors. They're coming back to San Francisco. You had the Raiders to work on. You did it without urgency. You did it without juice. And you did it without funding. Here she is on the viable project.
I also want to be very clear that Oakland had a viable project on the table. We had a fully financed, shovel-ready project that was a public-private partnership, and we are incredibly disappointed that that was not selected.
Lady, you don't know what shovel-ready means. Shovel-ready means we have the blueprint. We're ready to begin construction. Joe Lacob just dropped the full definition of shovel ready on you with dancing cranes. That's shovel ready. That means we're very excited that this project is about to begin and tomorrow construction begins. That's shovel ready. They have a fully viable financed plan. Where? You have a competitive offer? Nevada had $750 million, could be $950 when it's said and done. Where's your money? Where's your competitive offer? This is grandstanding. This is politicking. This is, oh my God, I'm the mayor that lost two teams. That's what this is.
Is it all her fault?
No, wasn't all her fault. Again, you got Mayor Gene Kwan talking about the Prince of Siam. The amount of I don't know what I'm doing over the last 20 years on both sides of this equation is staggering. From the Davis father to the son to one mayor to another to a group of nameless, faceless, collectively all ineffective board members. Get out of here. We have a shovel-ready project. Yeah, lady. Okay. All right. We'll tell you tomorrow what shovel ready means. In the meantime, please continue. This is a mayor who we've invited on this show how many times to talk about this? Now she wants to come on? Now she's got a lot to say? Yikes. Shovel ready project. Shovel this on the Damon Bruce Show. Now, if you ask me how the NFL can really burst its own bubble, too big to fail is what some people think about it. And look, the NFL's proven over and over again it can get over whatever you think is going to be the thing that kills the NFL's popularity. Remember when that was going to be concussions, Gianna?
Yeah.
Concussions was going to hurt the NFL? Pfft, we don't care at all.
They're still here.
Remember when it's player safety? Pfft, who gives a shit? Next man up, whatever, go win. Who cares? And not my kid. Remember when it was going to be domestic issues? Pfft. Like the grainy elevator footage wasn't fun, but, you know, there. 3 weeks later, people are like, hey, if Ray Rice will help sign him. You know, they got Raider fans saying, Adrian Peterson may not be a bad idea. He whipped his son's nutsack to his black and blue. No big deal. No, right. You know, you don't really care about that. So, what about drug issues? Drugs. Come on, you're doing drugs right now. If you treat teams like this, if you treat fans like this, that is how you burst your own bubble. That is how you eat yourself alive. There are now two NFL cities in California that don't have NFL teams. You move two teams to L.A., the Raiders aren't one of them. No matter where you're standing on this, it looks like the pieces all fell wrong. All of them. You know, we didn't want to leave San Diego. Oh, but we did. We didn't want to leave Oakland. You know, Roger Goodell, where is this? Where is, listen to this, Raji Raj.
We work very hard and never want to see a relocation of a franchise. That means exhausting our options and doing everything we possibly can.
All right, we'll get back to exhausting options. Here is Bob McNair.
We've worked for probably 2 years, not just the last 9 months, on trying to find a solution for the Raiders. And, of course, our first choice was to find an answer in Oakland.
Wait a minute. So your first choice was the Cadillac, but you went home with the Corolla? Is that what you're telling me? We wanted, you know, as the richest guy in the room, Oakland to work, but we took the Honda Civic instead of the Ferrari. Not that Oakland's a Ferrari, but here's the thing. Like, there is no, the NFL doesn't ever have to settle on its second choice. There's more money going around. You could have made the loan yourself. You could have bankrolled this yourself. There are other options. You did what was easiest. You took the money offered to you by a mayor who had more political will and capital than the Oakland mayor did. Mayor Sandoval, is that his name, in Las Vegas? He showed up. He's like, what do you need? Done. Nothing's been that simple in Oakland. Ever will be. Your phone calls are necessary today. We'll be taking them all afternoon long. Let's go to Lionel in Fremont. Lionel, you're on 95.7 The Game.
So, Dan, real quick, you said it best in the beginning of the show, you know, it's like the grandma, you know, that's kind of going and going and then gone. I wouldn't say they're gone yet. Obviously, we know they're going to play next year. And, you know, I understand how people might boycott it. Hey, that's your prerogative. Honestly, I'm going to go and just yell my head off. And like one of the earlier callers said, you know, make them pretty much 10 years from now when it's a ghost town in Vegas, when Carr's on his last leg and Khalil Mack doesn't have that quick step anymore. That place would be deserted, and then, of course, someone would look at Mark and be like, hey, you know, it worked in Oakland. Why would we leave there? But, you know, that's for another conversation. But other than that, I mean, it's a day that obviously is sad, but, you know, this team is at its peak, and, you know, they're contending for a Super Bowl. And this is just the Raider way. But, you know, all the things you point out, I mean, this is just something that goes back to, like, even Jerry Brown and just – I mean, when I was in high school, they were talking about they needed a stadium. Now I'm in my 30s, and you look at it now.
So, right. How can you fumble this for the better part of 20 years? Better part of 20 years, nobody had any good ideas. Nobody had a solution. 20 years?
Like, you know, I mean, like, someone couldn't just step in and say, hey, let's just start building right here at the parking lot on 66. I mean, something. Like, no one could have just – nothing, huh? I mean, just what were they doing the whole time?
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, nothing's changed in Oakland. Oakland keeps getting worse and worse. So, I mean, like, what have these guys really been doing?
Right. By the way, with all the money, thank you very much for the call, Lionel. With all the money that the city of Oakland is saving on not spending a penny on sports in any direction, I expect hospitals, school districts,
education,
hire a whole bunch of new firemen, policemen,
roads,
you know,
all of it.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't want to see another freaking pothole in the 510 ever again. Oh, wait, it'll be like that money never went to anything else. It's not like you could have gotten a better quality of life or the Raiders, so we chose better quality of life. It was money you wouldn't have seen in any direction no matter what, and now you just don't have the Raiders. It's not like your kid's going to have a better teacher on Wednesday. Yeah, we're just bringing him in from the Ivy League now. We're paying what private school pays for math teachers here in Oakland Tech. You actually think you're going to get a bounce of a better lifestyle, an easier to live in city, better garbage water service, cheaper property tax? You're high. You know, what do they buy hammers by the thousands of dollars in Congress? You know, the toilet costs $17,000. Like, there's nothing but government waste. More government waste, it's just government waste. You never get the savings, and never gets passed back to you. Your kids are never better taken care of. I saw this article today How Gianna, you know, the city, the state of Nevada is basically now shoving more kids into schoolrooms because they had to cut $14 million off their state education budget, but $750 million means the Raiders are happening. Now, look, I don't mean to be naive here because an education is the most important thing in the world, but what do you think is going to mean more to a 13-year-old kid? Four extra kids and three extra desks in a classroom? Or having your father and you something to bond about? You know, those underserved kids in Nevada might not have the best situation, but at least they're going to be able to grow up football fans now and root for a hometown team, which is a feeling and a cultural experience that has now been robbed of every coming generation of Oakland Raider fans. There is a pregnant woman who is a huge Raider fan right now going, why bother?
Yeah.
Not having the kid, but raising the kid a Raider fan.
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, there is a couple who I'm sure planned the birth of their child to come with a tiny little Raider football as soon as it gets in the crib. And we're going to get a little number four jersey and a little Derek Carr jersey. And now that's not for you. That is for a new set of parents in Vegas.
There's a lot of tradition and family bonding with Raider Nation, for sure.
Right. And look, you know, a family member didn't just die, but your dog did. You know, that's how I look at this. You know, it's a team becomes part of a family the way a pet becomes part of a family. Idris and Hayward. Idris, you're on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, what's up, Damon? I'm actually a diehard Niner fan, but you know what? At the same time, I lived in the Bay all my life, and a lot of my friends are Raider fans. And if there's anything Raider fans taught me, it was how to be a diehard fan for the Niners, you know, when your team is completely not doing well, how to still stand by them, be faithful, tailgate, never leave their side by any goal, and they deserve better. Raider fans deserve a whole lot better than what's going on right now. And as a Niner fan, it's like, it sucks, you know what I'm saying? Because now, I don't even feel special being a Niner fan no more. People give me Niner fans by default now, you know what I'm saying? So, on both sides, I feel for the Raider Nation. But, hey, you got two more years. Hopefully, they can do something. And we can rock out. That's all I got.
I appreciate it. There's the thing. I want no calls under the last minute. Like Larry Reed. Who is Larry Reed? He's an Oakland council member, chief, whoever Larry Reed is. Here he is. He's in charge in Oakland, which means by default he's probably bad at what he does. Here's some nonsense from him.
As the president of the city council, I have asked our attorney to look to see whether or not there are any legal options for us.
Stop. Legal options. What legal options do you have over an owner's will for the product that he owns? You have no legal right to the Oakland Raiders. There's no legal option. If anything, get your lawyers working on how you bounce them from their lease if the A's need the Coliseum, and that's it. That is your legal option. You now focus all of your efforts on getting the A's what they need to stay, period. They're going to want $100 million in infrastructure. Do it! Do it. What are you going to be, a completely sportsless city? Do it. You know, don't just stand there. Do something. That's a good motto to have. Here's Oakland's model. Don't just do something. Stand there. We're going to have Scott Baer join us in about 45 minutes from now. We will hear more from the commissioner. We will hear from Mark Davis. We will continue to let the mayor spout her political "don't you still love me" nonsense, but it's just PR. We will present everything to you with more fact than most will. That's what our goal is today here on the Damon Bruce Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.